Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're back with the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Summer Circuit out here at Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble. Entire Summer Circuit. You can view that at ESPN975.com. You can register to win right now the grand prize of the summer. A pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value for registration. Stop by the promo table at the broadcast. This burger of the month, pork belly burger of the month, too. Burger patties, pork belly, bacon, bourbon glaze, cheddar cheese. It is very, very good. Food here, tremendous. ESPN Houston Listener Appreciation Party back. We'll be giving away tickets all month, and the only way to get in is by winning. Party will be September 5th, 6:30 to 9:30 at St. Arnold's. Be sure to be listening to John and Lance, the Del Olaleo Show, the Paul Gallant Show, and the Killer Bees Soccer Matters to get your chance to win. Joe forgot an S in this read.
Where?
St. Arnold's.
Yeah, it's not St. Arnold.
No, he did that the other day at McCormick and Schmick, too. Joe has a problem with S's.
But it is Joe's anti-Schmick.
Schmicks.
No, it's not. I believe it's
almost got controversy. We got controversy.
BRB. What does that say?
That's apostrophe S. Yes.
Oh, I always thought it was McCormick. Well, okay.
Joe hates S's. All right, well, I digress. 713-780-ESPN. Ain't no way that scrub dart's going to replace Russell. Impossible. You underestimate Russell.
Let me guess who that
is.
You are going to hear
Israel.
It. Dart, trash can emoji. That was Israel, yeah. The best division in football emoji, you got quarterbacks Jalen, Dak, Russell, Daniels, tough. I have Philly winning it, but the rest of the teams can make the playoffs. Is that the best division for quarterbacks? Dak's kind of middle of the pack. Hurts, I have second. Daniels is really good. I have Russell towards the bottom of the pack of starters, though. I would be hard to be the best.
AFC division West, Mahomes, Herbert, Geno, and Nix.
Solid. They don't really have a scrub there.
It's AFC,
no, there's no scrubs there.
It's AFC North.
Burrow
and Lamar.
That's strong.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers on the downside.
Yeah, but then you have Flacco.
Flacco brings everyone down.
Stars and scrubs division.
But you still have the top five quarterbacks. You got two of them right there.
Yeah, that helps.
The best of the top half for sure would be AFC North, but Flacco brings it way down.
I'd have to look at that a little bit closer. Off the top of my head, without really diving into it, I would say no on the NFC East having the best quarterbacks of any other division. I would say no on that. Certainly not the AFC South.
No.
Colts quarterback,
not the NFC South.
T-Law, no.
I just watched Robbie do math, and he ran out of fingers. That was scary.
Giants are so bad that by week 8, Danny DeVito will be starting.
No.
I don't know about
it. No, it's between it's just going to be darkness.
It might be their 3.
Rust.
No, he is their 4. I forgot about Jameis. Yes,
yeah,
he'd be
there.
Their 4. He might get
cut. Oh, that's right.
Danny might get cut.
Yeah, I mean, why would they keep – why were they?
Dart's going to get a look this year.
Yeah, I think Jameis might be elsewhere.
Pete says Eagles 13-4, Commanders 10-7, my dysfunctional Cowboys 7-10, Giants 5-12. I think the Giants win a game or two more than that. Just a hunch. All right, let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Willie, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Willies?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, before I get to my take, I wanted to know if I could say something about my last call.
Yeah.
Okay, last Friday I called and about Sanders, and that I said that I think he needed to practice with the guys he was going to play with. And after I called, some guy named Chuck called, and he said that I was whining. So I wasn't really whining, you know. I wanted to say that, no, I'm just called giving my opinion. You know, I wasn't whining. You know, I'm not an expert. I only coached 1 year of middle school. I'm not.
What was your
expert.
Record?
Never claimed to be.
How many games did y'all win, Willie? How many games did y'all win that 1 year?
5 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty. That's better than Chuck would do. I'll tell you that, Willie.
That's a Jeff Fisher
That's better
record.
Than Chuck would do.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, I don't know Chuck. But, you know, about the last three times I called, he called and he had something to say. So, you know, I just wanted to get that out.
Get him, Willie.
I've been wanting
I like
to call
it.
All week. But my take on the NFC East, it had some stat last year. I heard that the same team had won a division in so many years. So with that being said, I'm hoping Washington wins, even though Jalen Hurts was my fantasy quarterback the last couple of years. Thank y'all okay. for letting me get that off my chest.
You got it,
Appreciate
Willie.
Appreciate you, Willie. Have a good weekend.
I'm Team Willie, too.
Yep.
Like me some Chuck. I like you, Willie. You usually have a better eye for things.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Whew. He may not say bad words, but he says that, Joel.
Yep, exactly.
What are you all talking about?
You're going to no-sell it?
Yeah.
You're going to no-sell it?
I like Willie's takes more than I like Chuck's takes. I think he's got a better eye for the game.
Come on, man.
If I'm Willie, I don't like you.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Not. Yeah.
He's coaching. He's got 500 record. There's no big deal here.
He was coaching back in the day.
You guys are overrating it. All right, so what did you think of his call?
I like the fact that he's not afraid to stick up for himself with Chuck.
I agree.
Yeah. Look, I like Willie listening to the show and chiming in with his opinions.
Yeah.
I don't always agree with them, but I like them.
Texter says Bo Nix, Geno Smith, Justin Herbert, Mahomes, collectively, that's the best quarterback group. I would agree without looking at all of them. I think so. Texter says it is St. Arnold Brewing Company. It is. I was wrong.
Oh.
It's my bad. I'll take the L here.
It's not plural on that one. Yeah, but I'm wrong because I thought it was McCormick and Schmidt.
Would you, if you were saying I'm going to St. Arnold's, though, like you would say that.
Yeah, yes. I wouldn't say I'm going to St. Arnold's.
But I'm not trying to dig myself out. I was wrong. I apologize, Joe. You were right. I was wrong. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. I like Hurts as well, Willie. I think he's going to be very, very, very good this year. Manning loves him. Manning loves that he can squat 600 pounds. How many pounds do you think Manning squatted in his head?
Not a lot. He was squatty, but I don't think that he was squatting.
You think he was squatty?
Oh, yeah, I do. And he definitely didn't run very well.
No, he
was kind of almost pear-shaped in a little bit. Yeah, but he definitely wasn't
Man,
in the weight room a whole lot.
Yeah, I feel like you're underrating his athleticism and his stature.
He wasn't pear-shaped.
He had childbearing hips, Brian.
No,
how about
come
that?
On.
He had a few kids.
On. Yeah, I'm not saying that he was fat. I'm just saying he had a very
– You call someone pear-shaped, you're calling him fat.
Because he kind of had wide hips, and he wasn't like an athletic frame for a quarterback.
Yeah,
he was taller.
It was a bit disrespectful.
Whenever he played the golf stuff, he looked kind of jacked. You ever see him like on the match? He would. Like whenever he was on the match and he was like next to other quarterbacks and golfers, he looked like an athletic build.
He's a tall guy. I mean, he fits the quarterback height wise. I just don't think from the standpoint, you look at Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally different.
That's not fair. I mean, Jalen Hurts might be the strongest quarterback.
Okay, but you look at Lamar, he's athletic as all get out. You look at, I mean, a lot of these guys, and I don't think Peyton Manning, when you just look at him, he looks like man off the street.
I mean, Stroud doesn't look like an unbelievable athlete.
More athletic than Peyton Manning.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. I like my quarterbacks who are 6'5", dangerously handsome with a laser rocket arm. That was a commercial.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. AFC East, Willie's battle with Chuck. Going to hijack that segment. We're not mad at it. We like it, Willie. Chuck, if you want to rebuttal, 713-780-3776.
Hey, guys.
But what do you think of this AFC East? Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, guys, before we go to the break, a word for Allstate Siding and Windows. Look, it's that time of the year. We're getting into all the bad weather. We're getting into all the heat of the summer. You want to keep your air conditioning bill low because you're keeping the cool air in and keeping all that heat out. You need to get to Allstate Siding and Windows because Allstate Siding and Windows are the best in the business at doing exactly what you need them to do. Between the siding and the windows, they protect your number one investment. For most of us, that's your house. That means more than just great prices. It means quality products, trusted service from a company that's been around for a long time, dedicated to Houstonians like you. Their windows are made in Texas for all the Texas weather, from all of the hurricane strength that you need. for siding and windows. They're tough. They sustain the weather elements, and they keep all of the moisture and the elements out while they keep the contents of your house, like your family and your belongings, safe. Heat, wind, rain, hail, you name it, they will protect you from it, as well as outdoor noise and enhancing the overall curb appeal of your home. You can save up to 40% on your energy bill if you get with Allstate Siding and Windows. Impact-resistant siding, built to stand up in Houston's toughest weather. And the fact is, you don't have to sit there all every couple years and paint and worry about it. The siding is durable, and it stands the test of time. Right now, they've got deals, 30% off of windows, $2,500 off a complete siding job. Mention me and ESPN 97.5. Mary and the family are going to take care of you, because like I mentioned, Mary, family-owned and operated for over 50 years. Allstate Siding and Windows is a name you can trust for quality before, during, and after the sale, and service beyond belief. Call them now, because the other key, if you do, you get a free estimate. They'll come out and see you. 832-204-1936. Get someone to your door to see exactly what you might be looking for. 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's the Killer Bees, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Texter says it's Jalen Hurt, not Jalen Hurts. Israel. That's not right. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees live, Brickhouse Tavern and Tap. Spot to be out here in Humble. Texter says that C.J. Stroud also has a pear body, kind of like Manning. I kind of think they have similar bodies. Manning might not have been muscular, but Jalen Hurts couldn't pack Peyton Manning's jock when it comes to dissecting a defense.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fair.
Yeah.
NFL quarterbacks, they need more built like Jared Lorenzen.
The hefty
rest
lefty.
In peace.
Yeah.
Too soon there.
Pillsbury throw boy.
Josh from Seabrook, if Willie was flexing on middle school football records, he was definitely better than mine. 1-6-1 for Seabrook Intermediate's 8th grade B team. And the only win was by default because Webster was either too stupid or suspended to have a B team.
Well, I can see why they fired you.
Man, Josh from Seabrook,
he's
not a very good coach, Josh from Seabrook. Texter says CJ will cry if you body shame him. Come on now. We're not going to read text like that. We're not going to read any text. You making fun of C.J. Stroud's emotion, sensitivity, crying. We're never going to read those. 713-780-3776. This is not the show. This is not the show that bashes C.J. Stroud crying and showing emotion and emotes and needing to be consoled and hugged by Mixon and Schultz. Not doing it. Ain't happening.
Not here, not now, not today, not ever.
AFC East, Buffalo 11.5. What do we think of the Bills this year? I think they're a legit Super Bowl contender. I like the Bills.
Do you?
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm worried about their receivers a little bit. I'm worried about – I mean, I think their defense is – I think it's taken some hits.
Yeah.
I'm not sold that they're a Super Bowl contender.
I think they're absolutely a Super Bowl contender. Would I ever bet them to win the Super Bowl? No chance. Would not happen. I don't trust Josh Allen in the big games. But are they a contender? Absolutely. If they were to win the Super Bowl at the end of the year, would it stun me? A little bit because of Allen. But they're a contender. You look most places, who's a contender to win it all? The Bills would be there. I also don't have the problem with their receivers. Like, they like to spread it around. They like to throw to a bunch of different guys. I actually think they have a talented receiver room, not a top-shelf name.
Coleman was disappointing, right? Shakir's
Yeah, but he's a first-year guy that's, like, apparently looking really good in camp. I like Shakir. I think Shakir's good.
Well, I think Shakir's good, too. But I think Coleman's been disappointing. I think in the past,
he's had 1 year.
I haven't been impressed. I'm sorry. I know Josh Allen, and they got Cook back now, but I just – Josh Allen has to basically shoulder so much with that offense all the time. And at a certain point, I feel like there's better teams in the AFC.
Okay. All right. Buffalo Bills, 11.5 wins. How you feel about this?
Well, their division sucks. So I think it's real close. I'm going to say slightly under.
This would be a no play for me. I would go – if I had a gun to my head, I would go under, but I wouldn't touch this. I wouldn't play this. Brian, what do you think of the Bills?
Same, but the reverse. Gun to my head, I would go over, but I wouldn't play it.
All right. Miami, 8.5 wins. Tua, like, kind of a make or break year. Tyreek Hill, who knows? Waddle's been disappointing the last couple of years. They say he's had a good camp. I love Achan. Achan's a good player. Defense, meh. McDaniel's taking strays from Jalen Ramsey. What are your thoughts on the Dolphins?
I think it's all crumbling around Mike McDaniel. I think this is the year that the wheels fall off. I just don't, you know, Tyreek Hill's been stirring it up and talking about, you know, everything that they do or that he'd do differently. McDaniel, that whole kind of, as you called it, the mad scientist, but that so laid-back approach to everything, I think wears on people. I think he has a good chance of losing his job at the end of the season, and I think that they underachieve.
Okay. Yeah, I really have the same thoughts with the Dolphins. I think they're combustible, and I think they're going to combust. I think this is going to be McDaniel's last year in Miami. I think it's going to be Tyreek's last year in Miami. I think that we might be looking at Tua in the offseason as do they want to get out of Tua, the Tua business. I am out on Miami. I'm on the under, actually, of Miami's 8.5 wins.
Yeah, I like the under there as well. I agree with you guys. I think this is going to be a season that ultimately sees a lot of turnover afterwards because I think the coach is out. I've always thought that basically Tyreek made Tua. Without Tyreek, Tua would never have been a guy that would have gotten to a top 100 list. He kind of threw to a guy that just ran underneath the ball and got beyond every DB by 10 yards when he was at his peak. So with Tyreek on a little bit of the downhill, this is going to fall apart and the Dolphins fans will be disappointed.
New England Patriots, 8.5 is their over-under. First year of Vrabel, second year of Drake May, first year of Stephon Diggs, first year of the best rookie running back in the NFL, Travion Henderson. What are your thoughts on the Pats?
I think they're better. I just don't. What did you say the number was?
8.5.
Yeah, I think that's too high. I think that's their absolute ceiling is 9. I think that they are going to underachieve that number. I think that Vrabel is going to help them, and I'm a fan of Mike Vrabel. I think that, you know, they have some weapons now. I think May, another year in, is going to be better. But I just don't see it from them. I don't see them getting to 8.5, 9 wins. I think they're more like 6.5, 7 wins. So I'll go under.
Yeah, I think that this is a no play for me. I think they go either 8-9 or 9-8. But if I gunned to my head, I would actually take the over on New England. I think they're going to be incredibly well coached. The 8.5 is just, that's a lot of wins for a team that didn't win a whole lot of games last year. May, I think, has a chance to be really good, but he also missed some games last year with a concussion, if memory serves. So it's like, uh-oh, I don't love scrambling quarterbacks who have concussion issues. But if I had to bet one way or the other, I would go over. I'm no playing it, though. I think New England goes 8-9, 8-9 or 9-8.
Okay. I think they win 8 or 9 games. I'm blindly bullish on Vrabel. Obviously, it didn't end well in Tennessee, the record-wise for them, but I don't know if that was all his fault. I don't obviously don't like their leadership there in Tennessee, but I trust him. I like what I saw with Drake May. I think the defense will be fine, especially now with Vrabel. My only real big concern for them is I don't like the receiving options around them. Maybe Diggs is what we saw in the first half of last year, but I don't love the receiving options there. Pop Douglas is also pretty good.
I think he's underrated.
Yeah, Pop Douglas is pretty good, but it feels like they have a collection of good twos and threes, but they don't have their alpha. And
Stephon Diggs. As Cardi B.
At age, what, 32, 33?
As Cardi B if Stephon Diggs is an alpha.
I thought she broke it up.
See the commentary?
I didn't see that.
That he's already being a pain in the butt.
I hadn't heard this.
Yeah, I heard that. I put it on the rundown
today. I didn't see that.
I put the audio on it. But that the report.
Who's saying it?
One of the guys that covers the Patriots, and then he got into a back and forth with Vrabel over it. But that he finished it with, he started it with that he's been a pain in the posterior. For the Patriots.
Vrabel said this?
This was the reporter. And then he finished it with a whole lot to deal with from a guy that's clearly not a number one anymore.
I haven't heard any of this. I wonder if this is a take or a report.
I mean, he was doing it live on TV, but I put it on the rundown.
Yeah. All right, New York Football Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets. We should get Asmund on the line, see what he thought.
Well, yeah.
5.5 win total. Aaron Glenn, who grew up right around here. Aaron Glenn went to Lakeland Elementary, baby. You know who else went to Lakeland Elementary? Branham did. The walls of Lakeland Elementary have a mural of Aaron Glenn and a full mural of Jeremy Branham. He also went to Nimitz High School right up the road as well. First year of Aaron Glenn. I love me some Aaron Glenn. Fields their quarterback, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen in the backfield. They really don't have any receivers outside of Garrett Wilson. Alan Lazard, Josh Reynolds, what? Mason Taylor tight end. Defense that was good last year under Saleh. What are you thinking of the J-E-T-S? Jets, Jets, Jets.
I don't believe in Justin Fields. I don't believe that Justin Fields could throw the football. And even if he did, like you said, I don't know. I feel bad for Garrett Wilson, as we talked about the other day. I think they can run the football, and I think that actually includes Justin Fields. I think their defense is decent, but I'll go under on that.
Yeah, I like the Jets to go over here. I don't like them like as a playoff team or anything. I think they're going to get up to 7 wins because Aaron Glenn's a good football coach that's going to instill discipline, he's going to instill culture. And look, I don't think the Fields is a great thrower of the football. I agree with you on that sense. But I do think it's a dangerous backfield. Like, you get Justin Fields' ability to run with Breece Hall's ability to run. If Braylon Allen is going to be as good as some of these reports say, I do think that they have the ability to run the ball well against opponents. I think their defense will be good. I think they're going to be tough because of Aaron Glenn. I think they get the over of 5.5 wins.
I think they go over 5.5 as well, and I'll take it a step further. I think they finish ahead of the Dolphins in the division.
Dolphins in last place.
I do put the Dolphins in last place. Like, Justin Fields was 4-2 last year as a starter before Russell Wilson got back and took over the job. I don't think it'll look pretty. It won't look like we want the modern offense to look with the high power passing games, 300 passing yards and all that. But Fields finds a way to win. He's a great runner, as you mentioned. They got good weapons around him, and the defense has always been pretty decent. So I think they win a couple more games to the Dolphins and don't finish last in the division.
Give me the over. All right, so who's winning the division for you guys?
It's easy.
Bills.
It's Buffalo.
Yeah.
In a runaway.
All right, Bills in a runaway. Is there a second playoff team?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Give me the surprise New England Patriots as my final wild card. Vrabel is going to get them back.
We write that down?
Write it down. New England Patriots.
He wants odds.
I would need to look at the odds there.
Okay, get back to me.
I don't know. I don't want to surrender value. The AFC is strong, 100%. The AFC is strong, but they're 6 strong. That 7th wild card is anybody's game. Anybody's game in the AFC. It's a 6-team conference, the AFC.
Okay. I don't think the Patriots are in the running for that last spot.
6-team conference.
So they'd have to be, I think your scenario, you're saying they're better than the Broncos?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the Broncos
no.
might be a little overrated.
No, I'm not. Actually, not to spoil the AFC West, but I have the Broncos in the division as well, in the playoffs as well. Because the Broncos were the 7th team last year. The Broncos were the 7th seed last year. They were 10-7. Let's not forget the Steelers were the 6th seed. Like, the last couple of spots in the AFC last year were up for grabs. It is a 6-team conference. And it might be a 6-team conference if we include Cincinnati.
If you're not saying they're going to finish ahead of the Broncos, they would have to finish above either the Chargers or Cincinnati.
Chargers are kind of meh. Mm. Broncos kind of meh. Cincinnati kind of meh. Patriots kind of meh. Also, I think the Patriots take advantage of the bottom half of their division.
I think that's fair. I think the Chargers are better than meh.
I think the AFC West is going to cannibalize itself a little bit.
Maybe.
Could.
There's not going to be 2 AFC South teams that are represented in the
agree
playoffs.
With that. No. Agree with that.
Some people think there are, and it's not the Texans.
AFC North, I think there will be 2. I think there will be 2 in the West, and I think there's going to be 2 in the East. So two from each division, except for the South. There are your 7 playoff teams.
So you're putting them in over both the Chargers and the Bengals?
No, I have the Bengals in.
Oh, you have the Bengals. Okay.
I have the Bengals in.
All right.
Yeah, I have them in ahead of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Like, if you look at the Super Bowl odds, Baltimore, best team in the AFC odds-wise. Buffalo's 2, Kansas City's 3, Cincy's actually 4.
Okay.
Then you have a pretty big gap. Los Angeles Chargers 5, Texans 6, Broncos 7. Pittsburgh's 8. That 7th spot in the AFC is anybody's game. Anybody's game.
And you haven't mentioned New England yet.
No, but I'm this.
Yeah, I just don't
Vegas
see it.
Is wrong. Okay. Like, they always are.
Oh, okay.
That's why I've been owning Vegas in the preseason up just over 12 units.
All right. I don't see
You have found a weak spot, it seems.
All right, let's remember results. That. Let's remember. So you said you were the bullish one on the Patriots. You're out on the Patriots playoffs.
I think they'll finish above the –
But out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they win 8 games
right.
And they're out of the playoffs.
Let's track the Pats. I'm a believer in Vrabel. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's play everybody's least favorite game. Who said it with the Killer Bees? Coming up next, live from Brickhouse Tavern and Tap and Humble on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All right, but before we go to the break, let me talk to you about Old Humble Distilling Company. Unfortunately, you know, those Buffalo Bills fans are going to win the AFC East, but I don't think they have a drink as good as what you can get at Old Humble Distilling Company. Unfortunately, they got to settle for whatever, you know, brand name, big factory whiskey they got up there in Buffalo, but Thankfully for us here in Houston, we have Houston's finest micro distillery. Of course, that is Old Humble Distilling Company, which is just about 5 minutes down the road on FM 1960 from where we are now at Brick House Tavern and Tap. You know, it sounds like a pretty good Saturday night playing, you know, mix it up with Brick House Tavern here. Also mix it up with Old Humble Distilling Company. Maybe come have some duck wings or the giant pretzel that Joel had at Brick House. Then cap it off with a flight of whiskeys at Old Humble Distilling Company. And say hello to the owner, Joe, while you're out there, who makes killer spirits, especially the Special Reserve and the Boomtown Bourbon, which you can find at Specs, Total Wine, or other finer retailers. And guess what? They have a new way to try their products as well with a scavenger hunt. So much fun. Join the Old Humble Distilling Company scavenger hunt where you can visit bars, sip legendary cocktails, and create unique stories and experiences with your friends. So if you live in Humble, where we are now, Kingwood, Porter, Toscasita, or anywhere near the north side, get ready because the Boomtown Bourbon Hunt is on with your chance to win free drinks for 3 months. I'll say it again, free drinks for 3 months. I don't want to start a riot here by shouting free drinks, but you can win free drinks from Old Humble Distilling Company. How do you win? There are 8 hidden Boomtown bourbon stops across the Humble area. The clues can be found at oldhumbledistilling.com or at their distillery and tasting room at 19103 Continental Parkway, just off FM 1960 in the Humble area. Again, 5 minutes from where we are now. So solve the clues, sip the cocktails, and then return to Old Humble Distilling Company to claim your legendary challenge coin, which unlocks a 3-month Roughneck Social Club membership and a free cocktail every week. That's the grand prize right there. It's free to play. All are welcome, but please drink responsibly. Try Old Humble Distilling Company because life's too short for factory whiskey.
ESPN 97.5. It's now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. TreeMac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
All right, everybody's least favorite game, Who Said It? Brian reads us quotes. We guess who said it. Brian, take it away.
That's the lead up I get. That's the lead up I get.
Yeah, I hate this game.
Come on, well, what you come on, spoiler alert, you might have to play it on September 5th. So.
No, I'm emceeing it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, same difference.
You are, Joe?
Just
You are?
We.
Okay.
Yeah, it's both of you guys.
I'm not playing.
I pulled the George card out. You are, Joe? I'm your sidekick. I mean, your wingman.
Yeah, I will be emceeing it along with you. I will not be playing. I said nothing wrong.
Okay, I guess that's fair. All right, quote number one. A lot of flesh there. I do think, like, if you're going to get hit anywhere, I prefer, and this, you know what? Isolate the soundbite all you want. I'd rather get hit in the ass than get hit anywhere else. I think my donk could take a pounding.
Your what?
Donk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Say it again.
Please.
A lot of flesh there. I do think, like, if you're going to get hit anywhere, I prefer, and this, you know what? Isolate the soundbite all you want. I'd rather get hit in the ass than get hit anywhere else. I think my donk could take a pounding.
Who would use that word?
Lance.
Is that an old man word, or is that a modern word?
It's either Lance or Paul in my mind.
I think the word's more old, though, right? So wouldn't that be more towards Lance? And Paul is like, Paul's scrawny.
Paul would also
Lance
say
has
ass.
Some. Well, I mean, there is that word there. They said whoever
he
said
calls
that.
It a donks.
Right, but he said earlier in the clip. He used both words.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, early in the clip.
Which
he said
word?
Ass.
Yeah, he said that earlier in the
quote. It's earlier in the quote.
So what was the butt word he said at the end?
Donks.
Donks?
Yep.
Well, he said it plural and he said it singular, with and without the S.
Okay.
You think it's feel like a Paul thing.
I thought it was either Paul or Lance, but if you think it's an older...
You think Paul would like to get hit there, too?
Yeah, as opposed to, like, in the ribs and stuff. He's kind of skinny.
I mean, Lance's butt is bigger than Paul's.
Yes, significantly.
If that matters. I don't care.
You do, though. I mean, so you think Donks is more
I think it's
older?
More Lance, yeah. I do.
Okay. Then we'll go Lance.
All right.
A lot of flesh there. I think, like, if you're going to get hit anywhere, I'd prefer, and this is, you know what, isolate this soundbite all you want. I'd rather get hit in the ass than get hit anywhere else. I think my donk can take a pounding.
It was Paul. Stonk can take a pound.
I've never heard that word referred to as a butt.
Really?
No,
like badonkadonk?
Like short for a donkey. Okay.
And Paul, we didn't have time for the whole clip, but Paul takes pride in his donk, so. When you guys were talking about Lance having the bigger donk, I think Paul would try to argue that with you.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, quote number two. I always hope every player that the Texans go against, it sounds worse than it actually is. I hope that none of them are healthy. I hope every quarterback is unhealthy. Yeah, I've heard God don't make junk, and he made me, so I'm not junk. God don't like ugly, but I don't think it's ugly. It's honesty. It's honesty. I don't want for your team to be super healthy.
John.
You think it's John?
The first thing I heard is John.
All right,
who'd you think it was?
I have no idea. I'm terrible at this game.
All right, Brian, read it again. See if you hear John.
I always hope every player that the Texans go against, it sounds worse than it actually is. I hope that none of them are healthy. I hope every quarterback is unhealthy. Yeah, I've heard God don't make junk, and he made me, so I'm not junk. God don't like ugly, but I don't think it's ugly. It's honesty. It's honesty. I don't want for your team to be super healthy.
That works for me, I guess.
Is it? I mean, who else would it be if it wasn't John?
Anybody.
I think it'd be John or Lance. Paul is a Texans fan, but Dell's a Dolphins fan.
I think John's fine. John, let's get this
to
we'll
go Granato.
Go Granato.
I always hope every player that the Texans go against.
Didn't get it right.
Nope.
It sounds healthy.
I'm surprised that Lance said that, being an NFL network guy.
I hope none of them are healthy. I hope every quarterback is
unhealthy. That surprises me.
God don't like
that. Yeah, I've heard God don't make junk.
I figured you'd agree with the take, though, Jeremy.
Oh, I definitely do.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised it was Lance, because Lance is like, football guy. I want everybody healthy.
Well, maybe now that he got bought out by ESPN, he's going to have to get more hot takes.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, quote number three. And now maybe, what's it, Jude Law or Keith Law or Rudy Law or Vance, whatever his name is, that constantly has the Astros minor league system 30th? Guess what? Guy after guy after guy out of that minor league system has had to come up and win at the big league level. So you can shut up, whatever your name is.
Sounds like Dell to me.
I hear John again.
I think John would know Keith Law's name.
I think, but part of the bit.
I don't know if John. Yeah, but John doesn't really do that, I don't think. I don't think John, mocks people's names.
You want it again?
Yeah.
And now maybe, what's it, Jude Law or Keith Law or Rudy Law or Vance, whatever his name is, that constantly has the Astros minor league system 30th? Guess what? Guy after guy after guy out of that minor league system has had to come up and win at the big league level. So you can shut up, whatever your name is.
Yeah, it could be. I hear it a little bit. Yeah. I'm out.
I'll go John.
John or Dell, yeah. All right, John.
And now maybe, once Jude Law or Keith Law or Rudy Law or Vance, whatever his name is, that constantly has the Astros minor league system 30th. Guess what? Guy after guy after guy out of that minor league system has had to come up and win at the big league level. So
you quote four. We still got a chance to win.
I'm up 2-1, but you guys still got a chance to win. Two more here to go. Or maybe Shohei is a little shady. I'd like to think that, because he's a Dodger, and screw him. You know what? What if he is really, gambling and, basic scumbaggery? Listen, Ty Cobb, everyone hated him. Everybody should start hating Shohei. He's ruining lives out there.
I think it's one of the morning guys again.
I'll go Lance between the two.
Yeah, because he's bringing in the Ty Cobb reference.
That is, yeah. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Go Lance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
Lance.
Maybe Shohei is a little shady. I'd like to think that.
I thought the Ty Cobb thing was going to send you guys
what?
To John.
What if
Lance would know Ty Cobb.
No, it's not that he wouldn't know it, but I think John's the only one willing to make the reference. Shohei, controversial nature of comparing Shohei to noted racist Ty Cobb.
I guess.
Yeah. Anyway.
Man.
All right. Quote number five for fun. We joked about having him out there. This is about Ryan Pressly, by the way. We joked about having him out there to eat up innings just in the final week of the season to save all the arms. We're going to treat you like the fifth string running back in the third preseason game. Just run out there, get all the carries, get beat up, and then you're not a part of the playoff roster. If this is a real thing, what? I don't know. Who's to say this about? Is this a shot across the bow for Souza or King?
Dell.
Okay, sure. I was thinking Paul, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. Dell, let's go Dell.
We joked about having him out there to eat up innings. Just
I don't know why you want my participation.
Save all the arms. We're going to treat you like the official
running
back. It's
a team thing. I'm fine with
it. Yeah, I just need to sit him out, which I'm cool with, by the way.
I know you are. Doing that.
Jeremy Brand, team player until Who Said It starts.
I'll go get a cigarette and go downstairs for a little bit.
Smoke a cigarette.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. What are your car wrecks of the day? Killer Bees Live, Brick House Tavern and Tap and Humble on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store. You're back with the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Thank you to Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble for having us out. Tremendous hospitality. Fantastic daily specials each and every day. The hit it out of the park drinks right now. The old number 7 stretch, little Jack Daniels lemonade. It's a spiked Arnold Palmer. Give me the game time Jack and Snack, which is very good. The burger of the month right now, the pork belly burger. Very good spot to watch your sports. Wall-to-wall TVs. They have the NFL Sunday ticket. Good food, good drink, good viewing with the TVs. And you never know who you might see out here in Humble, Texas. Like Jack and Humble, who just stopped by, said hello to us. Appreciate him coming out. Robbie was out here. David Sitton, Humble legend, was out here.
Your baseball
Rico
coach who didn't remember you.
Yeah, he is an Humble legend, for better or worse. For better or worse. All right, Framber Valdez on the mat. We said you, Robbie. Why? You're deaf. I said your name.
He said your name, Robbie.
I said your name.
Robbie, you're getting extremely needy. You're getting needy.
Yeah, I said your name. How many times do I need to say Robbie?
Maybe you need to go out to the truck again so you can hear us.
Framber Valdez, you heard his theme song. He's on the mound today. 11-5, 297 Ernie against this young guy. That's his name, Young. 0-6 with a 670 2-1. Ernie. So the Astros should do something against Young tonight.
You know why? You know that's scary.
I know.
Because every time they should do something, they don't.
What's this guy's first name? Young. I've never heard of this guy.
It doesn't matter what his name is.
Forever.
It doesn't matter what your name is. Brandon Young. He's 26. 6'6", 210. It looks like he might have cut his hair.
Does he have a pear shape?
Got a good chiseled jawline.
He's got the Arrighetti hair? He cut it?
What are the odds in this game? Because you see Framber Valdez on the mound one side. You got Brandon Young, who's 0-6 with a 670 earned run average. Baltimore took 2-3 against Seattle. Baseball is a coin flip sport. Guess the odds tonight. I would say Astros have to be like -135, -140.
I was going to go higher than that.
Yeah, I'd go at least that. Yep.
I was going to go Astros -200.
Oh, I'm not going that high. I go 150.
-200 is very high in baseball.
I'm just taking a shot.
It's loading. I'm on the Falcons tonight, by the way. I'm also on Kansas City. Underdogs on the money line. They've treated me well. Continuing that. Dang, Brian, you were right. -210.
Wow.
Boom.
They got to be the biggest favorite on the board today.
Sounds like it.
Man, I underestimated that big time. I don't really bet baseball much. -210.
I need the Mets to get hot.
Why?
They're playing the Mariners.
Mariners have. Mets are favored tonight, -135.
Good.
That's against
Castillo.
Yeah, I know. Mania against Castillo, though. I like the Seattle side of that.
I do, too. I hate to say that, but I do, too.
I might start betting baseball. what do you think of Framber tonight? What's he going to do?
I think he's going to deal. I think that the curveball will be back. I think he'll be comfortable in the friendly confines. I think that I believe he's going to shut him out for 6.
Okay, yeah. Let's go with that. That works for me. 713-780-ESPN-HRMP listener line. Branham, don't come to my side of town and screw up Who Said It. What side of town are you talking about? You must be from the west side of town. Blaine was playing along. When are you going to call Joe out for being a fat, lazy slob?
Wow.
That's not fair. I wouldn't call him a slob.
Apparently now we call him pear-shaped. That's what we do.
I wouldn't call him a slob.
No. So you're saying you would call him the other thing? He only said that you wouldn't call him half of it.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to our car wreck of the day. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776.
I'm going to start with Udonis Haslam. Udonis Haslam is one thing if you're a player and you kind of go through the motions of trying to say things and convey things. What's that?
Well, you didn't pause for the open.
Oh, my bad.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. I'll give you a brick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
All right, Blinkers, what's your car wreck of the day?
I know what mine
guess?
Is.
You want to guess?
Udonis Haslam.
Yes, it's Udonis Haslam, and if you're going to be on ESPN and you're going to be an announcer, you probably should know the name of NBA players, and Udonis Haslam definitely has some work to do.
Now you have everything you need. You go out and you go get Kennard, who's 44% from three. You make the trade for Porzingis. You got your young coin, Jalen Johnson, and Rashashana, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rashashi. You have all these pieces. Now, are you going to make Atlanta? Listen, I messed up his name. I'm sorry. Listen, don't be mad at me, Kirk. I took a page out your book.
That's brutal.
This one's a little nitpicky.
Are you kidding?
Jewish Holiday is the guy's name.
Yes.
I'm not nitpicky. Like Charles Barkley, does he pronounce names right all the time?
No.
He calls him Shingoonie. Shaq called Upper and Shingoonie an all-star Shingoonie.
Well, that's more of a nickname.
Okay.
They botch names all the time on that show.
Not that bad. You don't call him Rosh Hashanah.
He messed up.
Fight it all you want. It's a car.
I didn't take you for a huge Perk fan.
That wasn't Perk.
Back at your boy.
It wasn't a Perk.
That was a Perk? Who was it?
It's Udonis Haslam.
Oh, my bad. That's right. That's right.
Sheesh.
There's
Brian.
A car wreck.
There's another nomination. My bad.
Jim Harbaugh, 10-year show cause. Just Michigan in general. But how about Harbaugh wisely getting out of Michigan before they get penalized?
A meaningless penalty for Jim Harbaugh.
Called it at the time that everything was going on and it was burning around him and he was getting out before he got it. He did.
I mean, Pete Carroll did the same thing.
Yeah.
Back in USC. Like, this is what college coaches do a lot of times. A lot of people are saying the Rockets schedule release. I didn't watch it. I bookmarked it for later.
No one likes
brutal.
It from what I've
it
heard.
It is brutal.
Who is the kid?
I don't know. Apparently this is a Gen Z TikTok trend that they're basing the video off of, but it didn't hit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I didn't even know who the kid was.
I heard Sean and Paul talking about it, too, and I did the same thing they did. The minute it's this kid goes through this vacant big house, and the rooms have representation to the schedule, and about the second room in, I turned it off. It's like it is unwatchable.
Also, I'm car wreck for the Little League. They issued a statement saying they don't feel like there's a place for betting on Little League baseball. Could you be any more dull, Little League baseball? You already don't allow leadoffs. You don't allow sign stealing from second. And now you don't want to allow betting on your sport? You're so soft, Little League baseball. You want people to watch your sport or not? Because the only way they're watching is if they're betting.
It's not true.
Hell of a limb to die on.
I can't stand Little League baseball. It's awful. It's awful. It's not real baseball. They're 12 years old, and they have to stay on second base until the ball crosses the plate.
I think you mostly hate it because Carl Ravitch called
it. I haven't listened or watched Little League baseball in years. I didn't even know. I don't think he still calls it.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
I saw the new guy that was posting pictures on social media.
Yeah, but that's just for the opening rounds when there's so many games going on. When it gets down to, like, the final – whatever, the final bracket of teams, he'll be there.
Cannot stand Little League baseball. It's not real baseball. It's fake baseball. What are you nominating, Brian?
Three quick ones. I'll nominate Joel forgetting about the open to car wreck. I'll nominate Jeremy Mailigan, who said it, and then I'll nominate almost dying when the lightning strike hit the parking lot during Paul's show.
Soft. Car of the day, Branham calling a spiked Arnold Palmer instead of a John Daly. My bad. I don't like lemonade, really. Car of the day.
What?
Yeah, I really don't like lemonade. It leaves your throat tart.
Oh, love lemonade.
Yeah, it leaves
soft.
A weird aftertaste in your mouth.
Soft.
Josh from Seabrook, my middle school football career. I was 4'9", and they put me at starting right guard. I bet you can move some bodies, though. I bet you can move some bodies,
Leverage.
Josh from Seabrook. All right, what's winning?
I think it's Udonis Haslam.
I think a Little League Baseball. Break the tie,
Brian. Break the tie.
Udonis Haslam.
Udonis
Haslam. He said Rosh Hashanah, man.
He's the winner. Does it for us. Thank you to Brickhouse Tavern and Tap for having us out. Thank you to Age doing the hard work. He's Brian. He engineered. He's Blankers. I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend. Smoking and toasting at 8. Inside the Icebox at 7. Joe George with Last Call right now on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.